this was a fact.
因为主耶稣下面他这样讲。
Because following that, Jesus said,
我要升上去见我的父。
I am ascending to my Father.
也是你们的父。
And your Father.
我们都是同一位天父。
We all have the same heavenly Father.
我们跟主耶稣都同样是神的儿女。
And like the Lord Jesus, we are the children of God.
不过主耶稣在我们兄弟当中，他是长子。
But amongst us brethren, the Lord Jesus is the firstborn.
长兄啊，不要说长子，长兄，我们的大哥。
He is our elder brother.
请看希伯来书第一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 1.
希伯来书第一章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 6. But when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let all the angels of God worship him.
这里讲得很清楚，说神使长子到这个世上来的时候。
So here it says very clearly that when he brings the firstborn into the world,
这个长子就是主耶稣基督啊。
So this firstborn will refer to the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么天父的旨意就是要我们来学习我们的长兄。
And the will of our heavenly Father is for us to learn from our elder brother.
请看罗马书的第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
29节
Verse 29 Romans chapter 8 verse 29 For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
谈到神的救恩，保罗他这样的解释。
When Paul spoke about the salvation of God, he explained in this manner.
他预先知道那些得救的人。
That he foreknew those who would be saved.
那么他也预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
And he also predestined those who would be conformed to the image of his son.
所以如果我们要成为得救的人，
So if you want to be counted as those who are saved,
我们就应当要效法神儿子的模样。
We have to be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
耶稣基督是神所喜悦的儿子。
The Lord Jesus Christ is the beloved Son of God.
他在许多弟兄中，他是要做长子，要给我们做榜样的。
So amongst the brethren, the Lord Jesus will be the firstborn, and he would set us an example.
所以主耶稣称我们为他的兄弟。
Hence the Lord Jesus called us his brothers.
这是天父的旨意。
And this is the will of the Heavenly Father.
要我们跟他一样，成为神真正的儿女。
That we should be like him.To be the true children of God.
因此在我们信仰生活里面，
Hence in our life of faith,
我们的头脑里面应该时时刻刻都有耶稣基督我们长兄的样式。
We must always have the image of our elder brother Jesus Christ in our mind.
在他的一生当中，他都留下许多的榜样叫我们来跟从他的。
In his lifetime, he has left behind many examples for us to emulate.
所以我们要学习他。
Hence we have to learn from him.
他真的是我们的大哥。
He is indeed our elder brother.
我们一举一动都要学习他的样式。
Our every move must be like him.
那我们的长兄在他的人生当中最重要的一件事情是什么呢？
And this elderly brother of ours, what is the most important thing that he has done in his life?
就是荣耀天父。
That is, he glorified the Lord.
请看约翰福音十七章。
Let's turn to John chapter 17,
第一节
verse 1. John chapter 17, verse 1. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you.
我们再读第四节
We read verse 4. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
当主耶稣要离别的时候，他最后离别的祷告就是这样说的。
Before the Lord Jesus departed from the world, his last prayer was this.
时候到了。
That the hour has come.
愿你荣耀你的儿子，使你儿子也荣耀你。
Glorify your son, that your son may also glorify you.
我在地上已经荣耀你。
I have glorified you on the earth.
你所托付我的事，我都已经成全了。
I finished the work which you have given me to do.
有一次，门徒他们没有东西吃，他们就去寻找食物。
There was once when the disciples had no food to eat, and they went to look for food.
那么拿回来给耶稣说：“夫子，你请吃。”
So they brought the food back to Jesus and said, "Please eat."
主耶稣说：“我有食物，你们是不知道的。”
Jesus said, "I have food to eat, but you do not know."
他们不明白，怎么有人拿食物给他吃呢？
And they did not understand who had brought the food to the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣就回答他们。
So the Lord Jesus replied,
我的食物就是遵循差我来者的旨意。
My food is to do the will of him who has sent me.
遵循他的工作。
To do his work.
完成他的工作。
To complete his work.
这就是我的食物。
This is my food.
食物跟神的旨意哪一样重要呢？
Between food and the will of God, which is more important?
哪一样能够满足我们呢？
Which one can satisfy us?
一般人就是以食物来作为他的满足。
Most people use food to satisfy them.
所以他们花好多的时间、精神都寻找他们所要的各式各样的食物。
Hence, they spend a lot of money and effort to search for the kinds of food that they want.
甚至花了他们一生的生命。
In fact, they spend their entire life.
等到他们要离开世间的时候。
So the time when they were to depart from the world,
还后悔为什么我就这样浪费我的一生在这个朽坏的食物上，结果一样都不能够带去呢？
They begin to regret that they have spent their entire life searching for this perishable food, which they did not have eventually.
不过这总是要等到断气的时候才会觉悟这件事情的。
Very often we only realize this thing as just before we die.
聪明的人他们就能够在还活着的时候他就醒悟了。
Those who are intelligent will realize this when they are still alive.
遵循天父的旨意。
To do the will of the Heavenly Father.
这才是真正能够满足我们的心灵和灵魂的。
This is something that can truly satisfy our spirit and mind.
所以我们要效法主耶稣。
Hence we have to emulate the Lord Jesus.
当我们还在这个世上活着的时候。
While we are still living in this world.
我们要荣耀天父。
We must glorify the Father.
遵循天父的旨意。
To do the will of our Heavenly Father.
保罗也是这样讲啊。
Paul also said this.
无论是吃或者是喝，都要荣耀神。
That whether you eat or you drink, you have to do all to the glory of God.
他知道吃喝是我们人生的大事。
He knew that eating and drinking is something important in our life.
我刚才说，人的一生可能把生命全部都花在这个吃喝的事上啊。
I said earlier that a lot of people spend their entire life eating food.
因此，我们做基督徒的在寻找食物的时候。
Hence, as Christians, when we look for food,
你要想能不能够荣耀天父呢？
We have to consider whether in doing so we are able to glorify the Father.
我们做的是正当的事业吗？
Is our occupation a decent one?
还是不择手段而得到食物呢？
Or do we get our livelihood by unlawful means?
这个食物对我们有造就、有帮助吗？还是败坏了神所赏赐给我们的身体？
Is this food helpful and beneficial to us, or does it destroy the body that God has given us?
这样做有荣耀神吗？还是让人家毁谤神？
By doing so, do we glorify God or do we cause people to revile against God?
一个人能够常常在生活上这样的来思想，
If we are able to consider this in our life,
他就是神所喜悦的。
Then a person like this is one who is pleasing to God.
因为他常常想到他要荣耀神。
Because he will always think that he has to glorify God.
这件事情虽然很简单，但事实上却不容易啊。
Although this may sound simple, it is in fact not an easy thing to do.
主耶稣也这样说过。
The Lord Jesus also said this.
请看约翰福音的第八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
五十节。
Verse 50. John chapter 8 verse 50. And I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks and judges.
再读五十四节。
Verse 54, Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father who honors me, of whom you say that he is your God.
事实上，人活着的目的是想要荣耀自己。
The goal of a man's life on earth is to glorify himself.
尤其我们华人总有一个传统的观念啊，就是要光宗耀祖啦。
Especially for us Chinese.There is this traditional concept that we have to glorify our ancestors.
事实上，我们望子成龙、望女成凤的目的，也不是希望得到荣耀吗？
And when we wish that our sons and daughters are successful in this world, do we not do so in the hope of glorifying ourselves?
我们需要各种各样的荣耀的。
We need all kinds of glory.
但是主耶稣很清楚告诉我们。
But the Lord Jesus tells us very clearly.
我呢？就不求自己的荣耀。
But I do not seek my own glory.
我如果荣耀我自己，我的荣耀就算不得什么的。
If I honor myself, my honor is nothing.
因为纵使你得到世上再大的荣耀，也不过短短几十年而已啊。
Because even if you are to receive the greatest honor on earth, it will last for only a few decades.
为了得到这短暂的荣耀，我们却要付出那么多的劳苦、劳心、劳力，值得吗？
And in order to get this honor, we have to spend so much effort and time. Is it worth it?
但是不止连那一些一般人这样的沉迷在这里面，连我们的大卫王也一样。
But not only do people lost in this pursuit, even King David was like that.
有一次大卫王忽然间兴起一个念头，他要知道他国家的兵力有多少。
There was one occasion when King David desire to want to know the strength of his army.
所以他就下令他的元帅约押去数点这些军队。
So he commanded his general to count his the number of soldiers that he had.
约押元帅就反对这个意见。
And his commander, his general, Joab, objected to this.
他说：“我们全部不就是你的子民吗？”
He said, "Are we not all your people?"
但愿神祝福，让我们的子民、我们的军队更加。
May God bless your people that we may increase in numbers.
啊，为什么你又要去数点他们呢？
Why do you want to count them?
这样做是会得罪神的。
By doing so, you will offend the Lord.
你看，连约押都明白这件事情是会得罪神的。
So even Joab understood that this is something that will offend the Lord.
可是大卫已经被荣耀充满了他自己的头脑。
But David was filled with wanting to seek glory for himself.
所以他坚持他的命令。
So he insisted on his command.
结果他们就去数点了。
And they went to count.
可是这件事情就真的惹神的愤怒。
And this thing indeed stirred the wrath of God.
神就来审判大卫王。
And God judged King David.
也审判整个国家。
He also judged the whole nation.
给他们三个灾难去选择。
He gave them three plagues to choose from.
这个时候大卫才知道这件事情不是开玩笑的。
So it was only at that time that King David began to realize that this was something serious.
他才知道他真的是得罪神了。
And he knew then that he had sinned against God.
大概他的观念跟我们的观念一样。
His concept was probably like ours today.
我们统计一下这个数目有什么错呢？
Is there anything wrong in trying to count the numbers?
说起来，我们知道我们有多少的兵，势力有多强，做好准备，那么打仗的时候啊，我们才能够知道能不能够打。
If we know how many the strength of our army, and we can prepare ourselves in times of war.
一般的国家，他们不是是这样展示他的力量有多么的雄厚，陆军多少，空军多少，连子弹有多少都要告诉你。
And several nations, they will use the strength of their army, their air force, and even the amount of ammunition that they have to.
不但那些有原子弹的国家，连没有原子弹的国家，他说：“你们不要以为我们没有，但是我们有制造原子弹的方程式哦。”
Even those without nuclear
原子弹叫什么？
Nuclear.
他们没有原子弹，不过他们有制造原子弹那一个方程式。
Even those nuclear warfare, they have the. Even those without atomic bombs, they have the technology to create these bombs.
啊，所以你不要以为我没有原子弹好欺负我，我是不好欺负的。
So please do not think that just because I do not have this atomic bomb, you can bully me.
好，真正的问题在哪里呢？
So what is the real problem?
箴言书里面有一句话这样说。
The book of Proverbs tells us this.
他说：“帝王的荣耀在乎民多。”
That the glory of a king is dependent on the number of people that he has.
好像非洲一些部落啊，他们也称王啊，但是他们那个村里面只有几十个人，但是他自称为王，这个王有什么荣耀呢？
For example, in Africa there are many kings, but each king is only in control of a few tens of people in the village.
所以大卫在这个时候啊，他真的要知道我的势力到底有多强，有多大。
So at that time, King David wanted to know the strength of his army.
要荣耀他自己，要彰显他的力量。
He wanted to glorify himself and to show his strength.
他忘记了以色列国是神的国，荣耀应该归给神的。
He had forgotten that the king of Israel is God, that glory should be given to God.
结果大卫失败了。
And in the end, King David failed.
所以我们应当以他的事情作为我们的警戒。
Therefore, we have to use this incident as our warning and reminder.
因为有时候在无意当中啊，我们也会这样的来展示我们的力量，让人家晓得。
Because sometimes unintentionally we are guilty of this, of using this to show our worth.
处于邻里的骄傲当然不对，但是处于邻里的自负也是不对的。骄傲跟自负，自负知道吗？好，不要紧吗？好，不要有这种邻里的骄傲了。
So we should not have this pride within us.
我们应该把一切的荣耀归给神。
We have to give all glory to God.
不过有时候不是我们要荣耀自己哦，是人家来荣耀我们，那又怎么办呢？
But sometimes it is not that we want to glorify ourselves, but other people want to glorify us. What do we do then?
主耶稣也已经给我们很好的榜样。
The Lord Jesus has also set us a very good example.
请看约翰福音的第五章。
Let's turn to John chapter 5.
41-44.
Verse 41 to verse 45.John chapter 5 verses 41 to 44. I do not receive honor from men, but I know you that you do not have the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, him we will receive. How can you believe who receive honor from one another, and do not seek the honor that comes from the only God?
人啊，不但自己荣耀自己，甚至他们还希望人家来荣耀他。
Man not only wants to glorify himself, he also wishes that other people glorify them.
因为荣耀自己，有时候会给势力相同的人或者势力超过他的人来取笑他。
Because if you try to honor yourself, sometimes you may cause those who are as honorable as you are, or even stronger than you are, to mock at you.
那你这个荣耀自己就变成一种羞辱自己了。
So yourself.Glory becomes shame to yourself.
可是如果是别人的荣耀，那自己限度能够得到一点的肯定啊。
However, if it was someone else who honors you, then at least this honor is more certain.
所以大家都很会做人啊。
So everybody knows what to do.
44节说，你们互相受荣耀。
Verse 44 says, you honor one another.
但你们却不求从独一之神来的荣耀。
But you do not seek the honor that comes from the only God.
耶稣在他的人生当中得到很多人的荣耀的。
So while Jesus was on earth, he received glory from many people.
但是他却拒绝了这一切的荣耀。
But he rejected all this honor.
所以41节他说得很清楚。
Therefore, in verse 41, he said very clearly,
我不受从人来的荣耀。
I do not receive honor from men.
既然他不受人的荣耀，他自然就有很多的方法，也很刻意的来拒绝这一切的荣耀的。
Since he did not receive honor from men, he had many ways to reject such honor.
我们没有办法来保证啊，别人不会荣耀我们、称赞我们。
We cannot guarantee that other people will not praise us and that they will not glory or honor us.
但是我们却应该要有这样的谨慎。
But we have to be cautious.
我们要拒绝人家这一种的荣耀。
We have to reject such honor from men.
因为荣耀应当归给独一的真神。
Because honor should be given to God, the only true God.
那如果你不懂得拒绝人的荣耀，那会结果怎样呢？
If we do not know how to reject honor from men, what will happen in the end?
接受荣耀跟拒绝荣耀啊，大概只是差之毫厘，可是却真的是失之千里啊。
To receive honor and to reject honor may just be a decision that you make, but the consequences can differ very greatly.
请看《使徒行传》的十二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 12.
22-23.
Verses 22 and 23. Acts chapter 12, verses 22 and 23. And the people kept shouting, "The voice of a god and not of a man." Then immediately an angel of the Lord struck him because he did not give glory to God.And he was eaten by worms and died.
希律王的演讲真的是好像神的声音吗？
When King Herod gave a speech, was his voice like that of a god?
这些百姓的确是过分的夸张荣耀他。
The people had praised him excessively.
当然，这些百姓这样做也有他们的原因呢。
Of course, the people had their own reasons for doing so.
但是现在是讲希律王本身。
But here we are talking about King Herod himself.
他听得真的心里很高兴啊。
When he heard this praise, he was very happy.
他没有拒绝。
He did not reject the praise.
他也没有不荣耀给神。
And he did not give the glory to God.
他就这样大大方方的来接受了这个荣耀。
He accepted this glory and honor that the people gave him.
反正这不是我荣耀自己，是这些百姓荣耀我的啊。
After all, I'm not trying to glorify myself. This is the honor that the people have given me.
可是审判的时候呢？
But when it came to judgment
time, 这里记载主的使者立刻罚他。
Here it said that an angel of the Lord immediately struck him.
这么荣耀的君王被一个虫咬，结果就是这样因此而死了。
Such an honorable king was eaten by worms and died as a result.
这不是个很大的讽刺吗？
Isn't this a great mockery?
你有什么荣耀，有什么权柄呢？
What honor and authority do you have?
一个虫咬是什么大问题呢？
How serious is it to be bitten by a worm?
但他就因此而丧失了生命了。
But he died in this manner.
因此，我们应当要懂得把荣耀归给神。
Hence, we must know how to accord glory to God.
真的要有心拒绝人家的荣耀。
We must be able to reject the honor. We must be able to reject the honor from men.
说起来，要拒绝人的掌声跟崇拜啊，是不容易的一件事情啊。
And it is not easy to be able to reject men's praise and honor.
有一位很有名的学者。
There was a very famous scholar.
他有一次被邀请到一间著名的大学去演讲。
He was invited to a very well-known university to give a speech.
所以学生一听到这位鼎鼎大名的学者来了，每一个人都非常的兴奋。
So when the students heard that this scholar was going to come to speak to them, they were all very happy.
听到他的脚步声到了大门口了。
When they heard his steps at the door,
全体师生都自动站起来鼓掌啊。
The whole audience rose and applauded.
那个场面真的是很感动。很兴奋，很感人的。
It was a very heartwarming scene.
一个学者到年老了，能够有这样的成就，能够受人家这样的尊重，的确是不简单的。
It is not easy that a scholar who is so old can still continue to receive such admiration from men.
尤其是一个谦卑、德高望重的学者。
Especially one who is humble.
人人都认为他应该接受这个荣耀的。
Everyone felt that he deserved such honor.
所以每一个人毫无考虑的都会站起来为他鼓掌。
So they all stood up without thinking and clapped.
你要知道，这一些著名大学里面的教授跟大学生都是不简单的人物哦。他们都很自负的。
And we have to know that all these academicians and students in the universities are intelligent people themselves.
但是没有想到，这个学者却拒绝了他们的掌声。
Yet they did not expect this person to reject their applause.
在这种场面之下，你要怎么拒绝呢？掌声已经鼓起来了。
In such a circumstance, when people are already applauding, how can you reject them?
你从他的态度就可以知道。
You can tell from his attitude.
那个校长跟那些负责人啊，都请他走在前面，去接受这个掌声。
The principal and the person in charge invited him to walk ahead of them.
没有一个人敢走在前面，因为这个掌声不是为他们而鼓的。
No one dared to walk in front because this applause was not for them.
但是这位学者就是不肯一马当先走在前头。
But this scholar refused to walk in front.
最后他告诉大家，要走我们一起走吧。
And he told the rest, let's walk together.
结果大家就一起走进来了。
So everyone walked in together.
那些学生在外面鼓了很久，怎么还不进来呢？
And the students had been clapping for a long time, and they were wondering why was he taking so long.
后来看见他们一起走进来。
When they saw them walking in together,
聪明人都想到了。
Those who were intelligent thought of it.
他们的掌声更加的大声了。
And their applause became louder.
他不是一次是这样，他次次都是这样。
He wasn't just like that on that occasion, but he was always like that.
他从来不认为这些掌声是为他一个人而拍的。
He had never regarded that And such applause was for him alone.
我们大家都是学者。
We are all scholars.
不管我的成就比你们高或者低，我们大家都同样为了这一些学问，为了教育下一代的人才而尽心尽力的。
Regardless of my educational standard, we all seek such knowledge for our next generation.
没有一个人能够有办法只靠一个人呐、啊、自己的力量而把这一些学问发扬光大的。
No one is able to pass down this knowledge by relying on just one person alone.
如果我们有成就，我们的成就也是建立在以前那一些人研究下来的心得的上面的。
If you have any achievements to your name, your achievements are also built upon the achievements of people who had come before you.
我想一位学者都能够有这样的态度，这样的认识。
I think if a scholar is able to have such an insight and such an attitude.
那我们做神儿女的。
Then as children of God.
我们岂不是应当更要有这样的精神吗？
Do we not ought to have this kind of spirit even more?
尤其想到我们的大哥耶稣基督。
Especially when we think of our older brother, the Lord Jesus.
他是最有权柄、最有荣耀的。
He has the greatest authority and he is the most honorable.
但是他却成为最卑微的、最谦卑的样式。
Yet he became the most humble and the meekest person.
他不但不荣耀自己啊，他也拒绝人的荣耀。
He did not only not glorify himself, he rejected the glory of God.
真的把他一生都奉献给神，荣耀真神。
He offered his whole life to God and gave glory to God.
这是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
我们再看马太福音的第三章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 3.
马太福音第三章。
Matthew chapter 3.
我们读十四节跟十五节。
Verses 14 and 15.Matthew chapter 3 verses 14 and 15. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I have need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me? But Jesus answered and said to him, Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.
我们知道耶稣是不需要受洗的。
We know that the Lord Jesus has no need of baptism.
因为他没有罪啊。
Because he has no sin.
没有原罪，也没有本罪。
He had no original sin, and he did not commit any sin.
而洗礼是要赦罪的。
And baptism is for the forgiveness of sins.
所以约翰他想不明白。
Hence John could not understand.
他就拦阻他。
So he tried to prevent him.
反倒我是应当受你的洗的，你怎么叫我给你施洗呢？
He said, I have need to be baptized by you, but why do you ask me to baptize you?
不过耶稣的回答让他明白了过来。
And the answer of Jesus caused him to understand.
他说你暂且洗我。
He said, permit it to be so for now.
因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。
Because it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.
约翰的洗礼是从神来的。
John's baptism came from God.
是神的旨意。
It is the will of God.
所以主耶稣作为神的儿子。
Hence, as the Lord Jesus as the Son of God.
他也应当完全遵行神的旨意。
He also need to fulfill the will of God.
所以他对约翰说。
Hence he said to John,
我们理当尽诸般的义，这一切都是神所命令所吩咐的。
He said, it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.
所以约翰就洗了他。
Hence, John allowed him to be baptized.
那当主耶稣洗礼上来以后，
And when the Lord Jesus came up from the baptism,
圣灵就降下来了。
The Holy Spirit descended upon him.
而更重要的就是在这个时候天父说话了。
And what is more important is that at that instant a voiceThe Father, Heavenly Father spoke.
这是我的爱子。
He said, this is my beloved son.
我所喜悦的。
In whom I am well pleased.
主耶稣遵行天父一切的旨意。
The Lord Jesus, accomplished the will of God.
也许约翰或者他或者其他人都认为他是不需要受洗的。
John may think that, he had no need for baptism.
但是既然这是天父的旨意，他也要顺服来接受。
But since this is the will of the Heavenly Father, he has to submit to it and to accept it.
他样样都以天父的旨意为先。
He placed the will of his Father as first importance.
这是天父所喜悦的。
And this is pleasing to the Father.
所以我们要效法我们的长兄耶稣基督。
Hence we need to emulate our older brother Jesus Christ.
在我们生活里面，我们要遵循天父的旨意。
In our life, we have to submit to the will of God.
尤其是在信仰生活里面。
Especially in our life of faith.
耶稣是30岁才出来传道。
The Lord Jesus began his ministry at the age of 30.
这个几十年当中,
during this few years,
从12岁开始到圣殿去,
from the time when he was 12 years old when he went to the temple,
一直到30岁,
till when he was 30 years old,
他都是这样遵守神的律法,
he kept the law of God.
是纪念, 不是纪念, 是遵守安息日,
he observed the Sabbath day.
那在会堂里面听道理,
and he listened to the to sermons in the temple.
有时候我也犯同样的毛病,
sometimes I commit the same mistake.
我在听一些人讲道,
when I listen to certain speakers,
不是每一个人都讲很好的道理啦,
not everyone can deliver good sermons.
有一些没有什么时间准备, 匆匆忙忙应付,
there are some who do not have adequate time to prepare the sermon and deliver the sermon pretty haphazardly.
然后听了就有点不耐烦啊,
so sometimes when I listen to such sermons I begin to lose my patience.
讲来讲去都讲不停已经过冬了,
you have spoken for such a long time and have exceeded the time.
好像我们在等飞机降落, 那个飞机总是不能够降落,
it is likened to us waiting for the aeroplane to descend, but it never landed.
理累又理累, 我们的时间都已经到了,
you have delayed the time.
我们会很不耐烦啊,
so we begin to get impatient.
那有一些不知道他在讲什么,
and there are some we do not know what the speaker is trying to say.
我们一生都觉得 浪费我们的时间,
and we may feel that it is a waste of our time.
那我们就只好自己读圣经啊,
Sermon 1.
那个时候讲到的就是这一些虚伪的法利赛人,
and those people who were teaching at that time were the hypocritical Pharisees.
他们讲什么道理呢?
What kind of sermons were they teaching?
他们真的是讲错道理的,
they were speaking the wrong thing.
根本都不明白神的律法的定义是什么,
they did not understand the meaning of and the law of God.
如果你是主耶稣,
if you are the Lord Jesus,
你什么反应呢?
What kind of reaction will you have?
是不是坐立不安, 很不耐烦?
Will you start getting restless and impatient?
讲什么道理呢? 你会讲到吗?
What is he trying to say? Does he know how to speak a sermon?
耶稣是最明白道理的,
the Lord Jesus is one who understood sermon best.
耶稣最珍惜他的时间的宝贵的,
he treasured his time.
但是耶稣还是一样的遵守安息日, 坐在那一边听道理,
but Jesus continued to observe the Sabbath and to sit and listen to the word.
有人在问主耶稣,
someone once asked the Lord Jesus,
他说这些法利赛人讲道理都是假冒伪善的,
he said these scribes and Pharisees when they speak they are hypocrites.
意思是说我们还要去浪费时间听他讲吗?
What he was trying to say was, should we still waste our time and listen to them?
我们的想法是认为不需要听这种人讲道啊,
we feel that we do not have to listen to these people.
可是主耶稣怎么回答呢?
But how did the Lord Jesus reply?
他说法利赛人坐在摩西的座位上讲道的时候, 你要听,
he said when these Pharisees sit at the seat of Moses to speak, to teach, you have to listen.
意思是说他们站上讲台讲给律法的时候, 你要听,
that is to say when they stand on the pulpit and teach the law, you have to listen.
你只要不要效法他所做所行的就可以了,
all you have to do is not to follow in their ways.
并不是因此你可以不用听到，你可以不用拜神,
it does not mean that you do not need to listen to the word and do not need to worship God,
或者自己带自己的书来在那边看,
or to bring along your own book and read.
这是敬拜神听神道理的时间,
this is the time for you to worship God,
还有听神的道理,
and to listen to the word of God.
你要看自己的书，你在家里很多时间你可以自己看个饱的,
if you want to read your own book you can do so at home.
但这是敬拜神听神道理的时间,
but this is the time for you to worship God and to listen to the word.
我们应当遵行天父的旨意来敬拜神来领受神的教训的,
we have to do the will of God to listen to God and to do his commandment.
连主耶稣都要这样的遵守,
even the Lord Jesus did so.
我们算得了什么呢?
Who are we?
所以我们的坐立不安，我们的不耐烦，更不显出自己的骄傲自大吗?
Hence our restlessness and our impatience, do they not manifest our pride?
因此想到我们的大哥耶稣都这样静静坐在那边领受神的律法，我们还有什么话好说呢?
So when we consider our older brother Jesus sitting there listening to the word of God, what else can we say?
所以我们应该效法耶稣基督,
Hence, we have to emulate the Lord Jesus.
要喜欢聚会，喜欢听到，喜欢敬拜真神。
To like to worship God, to like to attend services.
不管是领导的人是谁，讲道的人讲什么，我们的目的是要来敬拜神，听神的道理。
Regardless of who the service leader is, who the sermon speaker is, we have to come to worship God and listen to the word of God.
而尤其是当主耶稣要领受苦杯的时候。
Especially when the Lord Jesus was about to receive the cup of suffering.
说起来，我们的主耶稣跟我们一样的。他也是怕苦的。
In fact, our Lord Jesus was like us. He was afraid of pain and suffering.
所以他告诉天父。
Therefore, he told the Heavenly Father.
他说：“父啊，如果能够的话，就免去这杯苦杯吧。”
He said, "Father, if it be so, please remove this cup from me."
因为这个杯的确是太苦了。
Because this cup of suffering is indeed unbearable.
但是主耶稣告诉他自己。
But the Lord Jesus told himself,
我还是愿意遵行天父的旨意。
That I'm still willing to do the will of my heavenly Father.
因为他的心里面已经有这样一生的决定。
Because he already had this determination in his heart.
因此他对天父说。
He was able to say to the Father.
然而不要按照我的意思，按照你的意思。
Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done.
一个人必须要自己在心里面决定，我一生要遵行天父的旨意。
A person must first be certain in his heart that he wants to do the will of God.
而且是已经早已经决定，不是在那个时候才来决定我要不要遵守。
And this is something that he has to do so in advance and not only at that point in time.
如果在那个时候才来考虑，你常常是考虑不通的。
If you only begin to consider to do so at a point in time, very often you will not be able to do so.
可是在他的心里面，他早已经决定了。
But if you have already determined in your heart in advance,
他来这个世上的目的就是要遵行天父旨意的。
That the purpose of your living on this world is to accomplish the will of your Father.
也已经遵行了一大半的人生了，不是一大半哦，也已经遵行了他一生的时间了，怎么在最后的时候来失败来放弃呢？
And you have already kept the will of God for such a long time in your life. Why should you fail at the last moment?
那么以前一切不是白费吗？
Would not all your past efforts be in vain?
在我们信仰生活里面，有时候我们也会遇到这样的情形。
And in our life of faith, we may encounter similar circumstances.
但我们总要告诉我们自己。
But we always have to tell ourselves.
我们已经信主这么久了。
That we have believed in the Lord for such a long time.
我们已经听主的话这么长的时间。
We have listened to the word of God for such a long time.
现在为这一件事情我们而不听而放弃，是不是很不值得呢？
And now because of this issue, we choose to disregard the word of God. Is it worth it?
所以我们还是下定决心。
Hence we have to be determined.
虽然我们的头脑思想里面有很多的挣扎。
Although we may have many struggles within us.
正如同主耶稣也是一样啊，为了要不要这个苦杯，他真的是忧伤，岂不要死啊。
Just like the Lord Jesus, because of this cup of suffering, he was very sorrowful.
可是到最后他还是决定我要遵行天父的旨意。
But eventually he still decided to keep the will of God.
这就是我们的大哥所留给我们的榜样。
And this is the example that our elder brother has left for us.
我们再看路加福音的第二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 2.
49节
Verse 49. Luke chapter 2 verse 49. And he said to them, Why is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?
耶稣讲这句话的时候是几岁呢？
How old was Jesus when he spoke these words?
42节说，当他12岁的时候，他们就按着节期的规矩上去。
Verse 42 says, When he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast.
我们现在几岁呢？
How old are we now?
说起来真的是很惭愧的。
It is indeed a shameful thing.
我们的耶稣基督从小他就已经懂得关心天父的事。
Our Lord Jesus knew how to be mindful about his father's business from a young age.
那我们同样作为天父的儿女。
And we as children of God.
我们有没有我们的大哥同样的心来关心天父的事呢？
Do we have this?kind of heart that our elder brother has to be concerned about our father's business.
在约翰福音第二章里面记载主耶稣洁净圣殿。
In John chapter 2, it records of the time when the Lord Jesus cleansed the temple.
一个慈爱谦卑的耶稣在这个时候完全是另外一种的样式。
A kind and humble Jesus at that time was showed a very different nature of himself.
他拿起绳子做鞭，把牛羊都赶出去。
He took a whip of cords and drove everyone out of the temple.
他把那一些睡患淫钱之人的那些桌子啊，通通推倒。
He overturned the tables of the money changers.
对那一些卖鸽子的人，很不客气说，把这些东西拿去。不要将我布的店当作买卖的地方。
And he said to those who sold those, take these things away. Do not make my father's house a house of merchandise.
而让我们感觉到奇怪的。
And this may cause us to feel strange.
这些人都不是善男善女啊，但是他们竟然一声都不说，静静接受耶稣的责备。这些人并不是很好行为、很好修养的人。
These people are not very good-natured people. Why were they quiet and why did they just accept the this thing from Jesus?
因为他们也知道他们是错了。
Because they knew that they had done wrong.
他们真的是过分了。
They had gone too far.
可是没有人敢指责他们。
But no one dared to point out their mistakes.
连这些圣殿的负责人，那些大祭司、祭司，他们都一只眼睛开，一只眼睛闭起来。
Even those who were in charge of the temple, the high priest and the priest, they closed one eye.
耶稣说：“这是我父的殿，是祷告的殿。”
And Jesus said, "This is my father's house. This is a house of prayer."
你们为什么把它变成买卖的地方呢
？Why have you turned it into a house of merchandise？
也许有人家解释。
Some people may explain in this manner.
圣殿有分外院呢。
That the holy temple has the outer courtyard.
外院也分几个院，一个叫做外邦人的院，是给外邦人的；一个是妇女的院，是给妇女的。
And the outer courtyard is also divided into different areas. One is for the Gentiles and one is for women.
所以这些外邦人在那一边做生意有什么不对呢
？So is there anything wrong with these Gentiles in doing their business in their area?
但是他们忘记了设立外院的目的是做什么。
What they had forgotten was the object, the purpose of putting aside this area.
因为外邦人也有一些是敬畏神的。
There are some Gentiles who revere God.
如果他们也要来到神的殿来求神赦免。
And if they wish to come to the temple of God to ask for forgiveness.
他们当然不能够好像犹太人进到犹太人的外院来祷告神。
They could not go to the courtyard where the Jews were gathered together to pray to God.
因此，另外设立一个叫做外邦人的院，就是给这些外邦人来祷告、来认罪的。
Therefore, they partitioned this area for the Gentiles to come to the temple to worship God, to pray and to pray for forgiveness.
那个目的跟那个意义是在这里。
So that was the objective and purpose of establishing such an area.
可是什么时候这个变成一个买卖的地方呢
？But how did this area become a place for buying and selling?
这些律师、这些祭司难道不明白吗
？Did not the priests understand？
所以主耶稣生气了。
Hence, the Lord Jesus was angry.
他就真的洁净圣殿。
And he cleansed the temple.
门徒就想起圣经上所记载的。
And the disciples remembered what was recorded in the.
我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。
The zeal for your house has eaten me up.
耶稣基督真的是关心富士。
So Jesus Christ was indeed concerned about his father's business.
他爱父的家就是神的殿。
He loved the house of his father, that is the temple of God.
所以他不允许任何的罪恶来污秽神的殿。
Therefore, he did not allow sin to corrupt, to defile the house of God.
也不允许这个拜神的地方变成一个买卖的地方，或者是娱乐的地方。
And he did not allow this place of worship. To become a place for buying and selling, and to become a place of pleasure.
买卖的地方跟娱乐的场所已经太多太多了。
There are so many places where you can trade and where you can find entertainment.
而让人家真正到神的殿来祷告、听神的道理的地方，却是太少太少了。
But there are so few places that you can actually come to worship God and to pray to God.
而为什么这么少的地方还要变成一个娱乐的地方、买卖的地方、交际的场所呢？
So why is it that there are already so few of such places, yet you have to turn the these very few places into places of buying and selling and places of entertainment?
这实在是很可惜的。
This is indeed very pitiful.
所以我们的主耶稣留给我们一个榜样。
Therefore, Lord Jesus has left behind an example for us.
我们同样是神的儿女。
That we are all children of God.
我们应当关心父的家。
And we should be concerned about our father's house.
你不要告诉我那是传道，那是执事的事情。
Do not tell me that this is the concerns of the preachers and deacons.
要不然我们花这么多钱请传道做什么？
Otherwise, why do we spend so much money to employ a preacher?
为什么我们立这些长子做什么？
Why do we anoint these elders and deacons?
难道他们才是神的儿女吗？
Are they only the children of God?
你不是吗？
Aren't you a child of God?
我们都是神的儿女。
We are all children of God.
我们都是主耶稣的兄弟。
We are all the brothers, brethren of the Lord Jesus.
我们都应当有这个责任来关心父的家的。
So we all have this responsibility to be concerned about our father's house.
所以保罗他这样讲。
Hence Paul said,
为众教的众教会的事天天压在他的心上。
That he was burdened over the affairs of the church.
你看一个人负责一个教会已经够头痛够疲倦的了。
It is burdensome and tiring enough for one person to be in charge of a church.
如果你真正注目负责一间教会，你就会知道那种的味道。
You would understand this if you pastor a church.
说起来我比较软弱啦，因此结束我的25年的工作以后，我不想再担任注目传道了。
I think that I'm weak, and therefore after
25 years.
After 25 years of pastoring the Church of God, I have decided to cease doing so.
我知道那个滋味是什么的。
I know what it is like.
所以我很感谢台湾总会有这样的规章，25年可以退休。
Hence, I'm thankful that the General Assembly of Taiwan has this regulation that you can retire after 25 years.
因此我更佩服那些满了25年但是仍然愿意负起这个责任来为教会劳苦劳心的传道人。
And I admire and respect those preachers who are able to continue their service to the Lord after 25 years.
我们应该给这些人更大的尊敬。
We have to give such people respect and honor.
因为这的确是不简单的。
Because this is not easy.
而保罗却要为所有的众教会来挂心。
Yet Paul had to be concerned about all the churches.
你看他的劳苦，他的愁烦多么的重呢？
We can see his toil and his burden.
我们的能力是有限的。
Our capability is limited.
所以我们不用讲到为全世界正耶稣教会。
Hence we do not have to speak about looking after all the true Jesus churches in the world.
我们现在身在新加坡。
Now we live in Singapore.
我们就关心我们新加坡教会的事。
Let us be concerned about the church in Singapore.
众教会的事情。
The affairs of the church.
如果他们有要求帮助。
If the church has any request for help.
我们才伸出手来帮助。
Then only do we stretch out our hands to help.
可是最低限度也最基本的应该先关心我们自己本身的教会。
But at the very least, the most basic that we should do is to be concerned over our own church.
这是我们的家。
This is our house.
这是我们的责任。
This is our responsibility.
好，最后一样。
The last thing.
希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
15节。
Verse 15. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15.For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin.
作者告诉我们要效法我们的大哥，凡事胜过试探。
The author tells us that we have to emulate our older brother, to be tempted, who was tempted in all things but without sin.
我们的大祭司就是我们的大哥耶稣基督。
Our high priest is our elder brother Jesus Christ.
他不是没有受过试探。
It was not that he was never tempted.
事实上他凡事都受过试探。
In fact he was tempted in all things.
比我们更多。
In fact he was tempted even more than us.
作者说与我们一样，其实哪里一样，他受的比我们更多。
The author said he was tempted as we are. In fact, he was tempted to an even greater extent than we are.
只是他没有犯罪。
But he did not sin.
为什么他能够胜过种种的试探呢？
Why was he able to overcome all these temptations?
简单说有两个重点。
To put it simply, there are two reasons.
一个就是他心中有神的话。
The first was because he has the word of God in his heart.
所以当魔鬼试探他的时候。
Therefore, when the devil tempted him.
你是神的儿子，你可以吩咐石头变成食物啊。
He said, "You are the Son of God. You can command these stones to be turned into bread."
耶稣回答。
Jesus replied.
经上记着说。
That the scriptures say.
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
魔鬼霎时间把天下万国的荣华显给他看。
And in an instant, the devil showed Jesus all the whole world.
你要得到全世界吗？
Do you want to have the whole world?
你来这个世界就是要做王啊。
You have come into this world to become king.
可是为什么要走这么艰难的路呢？
But why do you have to walk such a painful path?
你只要拜我，我就把这一切给你了。
You only have to worship me and I will give you all these.
但耶稣怎么回答呢？
But what did the Lord Jesus say?
经上记着说。
He says it is recorded in the scriptures.
当拜主你的神。
That you shall worship the Lord your God.
单要侍奉他。
And him only you shall serve.
最后魔鬼对他说。
And finally the devil said to him.
因为魔鬼听到耶稣每次都说经上记着说，他也说经上记着说。
Because the devil heard that Jesus always said, "For it is written." Therefore, he also said this time, "For it is written."
他说主要吩咐他的使者来保护你啊。
He said the Lord shall give his angels charge over you.
要用手托住你的脚，免得你碰到这个石头了。
To keep you and to not allow your foot to hit the stone.
所以你可以从殿顶上跳下去。
Therefore, you can jump from the pinnacle of the temple.
你有这个权柄跟这个能力的。
You have this authority and you have this power.
大家看见了都不是会崇拜你吗？
And when everyone sees you doing so, will they not respect and worship you?
魔鬼也会用圣经的话了。
The devil knows how to make use of the word of the Bible.
魔鬼也是懂圣经的。
In fact, the devil knows the Bible.
但耶稣对他说。
But Jesus said to him.
经上也记着说，不可试探主你的神。
It is also written that you shall not tempt the Lord your God.
如果我们心中没有主的道，
If we do not have the word of God in our heart,
碰上这些问题，
When we meet with this problem,
我们怎么来拒绝呢？
How do we reject them?
可是如果你心中有主的道，
But if you have the word of God in your heart,
这个道真的会保护你的。
This word will preserve you.
因此我们要下功夫，
Therefore we must put in effort,
好像主耶稣一样，
To be like Jesus.
12岁他就上圣殿，一面听一面问。
Who went up to the temple when he was 12 and listened to the word of God and asked questions.
他也是经过这样的学习的。
He had also gone through this manner of training.
而我们不想下功夫，我们就希望满读经文。
And if we are not diligent and we wish to know the word very well,
哪里有这么样事情呢？
There is no such thing.
我们需要下功夫来读圣经的话。
We have to put in effort.To know the word of God,
才能够保守我们自己胜过罪恶的。
Only then can we preserve ourselves and keep ourselves from sin.
另外一个原因。
The next reason.
为什么他们能够胜过这一切的试探呢？
Why Jesus was able to overcome all these temptations?
因为在他的一生当中。
Was because in his entire life.
他决定了一件事情。
He had decided one thing.
当拜主你的神，当要侍奉他。
That you shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only shall you serve.
在他的心目当中只有神。
In his heart, he only had God.
单要侍奉他。
He only served the Lord.
我们的困难就是我们心中有两个神，两个主。
The difficulty that we have is we have two gods in us.
所以我们一直在那边挣扎。
Therefore, we are constantly in a struggle.
有时候我们比较倾向主，但有时候我们就比较倾向另外一个主。
Sometimes we draw nearer to God, and at other times we draw nearer to the other God.
可是如果你心中只有一个主的时候
if we only have one Lord in our heart,
那是比较容易跟简单的。
It will be so much simpler and easier.
一位学者的话我很受感动。
I'm very touched by words that a scholar said.
他这样说。
He said,
如果你决定向天地的主下拜。
That if you if you decide to worship,The God of heaven and earth,
你就可以不用向天下任何的东西下拜了。
Then you do not need to worship anything on earth under heaven.
你看到许许多多的人向各种各样的东西下拜、妥协或者屈膝的时候。
When we see people worshiping, many people worshiping all sorts of things on earth,
你就明白他所说的句话是真的。
we will begin to understand that what he had said was true.
是可以说阿们的。
That we can say amen.
当敬拜主你的神，当要侍奉他。
That we shall worship the Lord our God and we shall only serve him.
我们是主的兄弟。
We are the brethren of the Lord.
当我们有没有主耶稣我们的大哥这种的决心和信仰呢？
But do we have this determination, this resolution and faith of our elder brother Jesus?
求主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord Jesus help us.
让我们在一生当中能够努力的来向他学习。
That in our lifetime we can be diligent in learning from him.